Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
In a world of endless notifications, there could be an important one you're missing. Your kidneys may be signaling an SOS. With high blood pressure or type 2 diabetes, your kidneys could be warning you of early signs of damage, which may put you at higher risk for events like heart attack or stroke. But there's a simple test that can help spot a hidden signal. Ask your doctor about a urine test called UACR to help detect kidney disease and heart risk early. To learn more, visit detecttheSOS.com today.
Most security systems react after a break-in begins. That's too late. SimpliSafe is different. It's proactive. Active Guard Outdoor Protection uses AI-powered cameras to spot suspicious activity before criminals get inside. Live monitoring agents can see, speak to, and scare off intruders in real time, quickly calling police if needed. To get 60% off your new system, go to simplisafe.com/podcast. That's simplisafe.com/podcast for 60% off. There's no safe like SimpliSafe.
I did not find this to be one of those, like, certain losses really piss you off. This wasn't that to me. I know some Niner fans run that way. You know what I mean? I went for the morning walk with the dog today, and Shasky was mad. Mad. And I'm like, I get it. That's the way some Niner fans run. But I think in order to be mad, you had to think that that was going to go a different way.
Right.
And I didn't. And I didn't. And I will take you back to last week, and whether it's understandable or not, this was the reality that I was so upset about with regard to the trade deadline. If you think you can do some win one for the Gipper speech, Robert Saleh gonna coach him up and go get Luke Gifford to cover an NFL player with an elite future Hall of Fame quarterback standing in a clean pocket. Uniform does not need laundering today at all. You're going to lose that game. Six touchdowns? Six?
Yep.
For the other team?
5 of 5 in the red zone.
What are we doing?
Yep.
What are we doing? So sure, you might beat Arizona. Might beat Carolina, might beat Cleveland. I bet you will beat Tennessee. Absolutely. And you can work your way to your 10 or 11 wins. And you might make the playoffs, and I'll still predict that they will, and I'll be excited that they are, and I'll even, dibs, I promise you this, I'll watch the game.
You will? Yeah.
But talk to me. Jared Goff, Jalen Hurts.
Okay.
Jordan Love.
Yep, I've heard of him.
Baker Mayfield.
Not bad.
Matt Stafford.
Pretty good.
Sam Darnold.
Yep.
Those are the other six QBs going to the playoffs this year. They are going to torch your ass. Sorry, that's where we're at.
Well, then win 45-44, and that's where that's where this team is at.
You can do that. You can do that.
You can, and that's where I look at yesterday, and I think about what you're saying, and you're not wrong, but you go out there and you give up the opening touchdown. You go 3 and out on, you know, maybe there was a PI on that opening drive, and we get into it. And I actually, you sent a text last night PI. And so I watched it again today, and I watched with that in mind, and I wrote down like 3 or 4 that, you know, maybe could have been called. And there were a couple that were called that were like declined because there actually was a catch. And there was
only one PI, I think, that was called, and it got nullified by an offsetting penalty that was clearly
that was not later.
A penalty.
Well, yeah.
But that other than that was
later in the
two
first half.
Flags thrown on the Rams the whole
there
game.
There was one on Kittle had a catch, a 10-yard catch, where he caught it, he fumbled, and then it was actually a catch, but that was PI, and they declined it because
Correct. He
caught the ball.
Correct.
And there was another one of those in the second half as well, but I mean, you look at the way the game went, and you gave up a TD, you went 3 and out, you gave up a TD, and so now you're out of Shanahan's comfort zone.
Totally. No, I like, this is one of those games where I have one officiating rant, but it's not even specific to the game yesterday. It's more specific. Like, I'll use an example from the game yesterday for something that I think is a broader view thing. And we could do that a little bit later.
Okay.
But to me, you know this. I think most fans, it doesn't matter who you root for, you come away a little bit annoyed with refs. It's just how sports works. And that's fine. But then you have to assess what happened in the game that then suggests whether or not I'm allowed to make the refs or umps a thing the next day. And the Niners didn't earn that. I could sit here and tell you that I saw three or four PI calls not called.
Yeah.
But it's not going to change the outcome of the game. You can't rush the passer at all. It is brick wall city every single play. Matt Stafford, step back. One, two, three, four, five-step drop. Look left, look center, look right. Still clean pocket. Step up, deliver ball, bang. Davante Adams, wide open, middle of the field. You can't win in the NFL that way against someone like Matt Stafford. So go ahead and mark it down. I'm ready to make my season prediction. The Niners are going to get the 7 seed in the playoffs, and they will therefore be on the road. Let's see. Who's probably going to get the 1 seed? Who looks like the 1 seed right now? Probably.
The winner of the Rams Seattle game, maybe.
Yep. So let's say they get a bye. I mean, the 7 seed then gets the 2 seed
or Detroit.
Yeah, or Green Bay. I mean, you're
sure.
Yeah, you're probably kicking on the road in one of those games. You're going to give up 35 plus points, and thanks for your service.
Yep.
That's how I see the rest of the season going. And I'm not, like, terribly mad at that based on circumstances. But it's disappointing. It's disappointing on two levels. One, that they didn't feel like there was a move that they could make at the deadline that would have helped. And two, it is disappointing because somehow, some way, the young players we were excited about at the beginning of the year are not moving through the system as quickly as I would have liked, and some of them seemingly have the shine worn off of them. Beginning of the year, we were excited about Marquise Siegel.
Right.
Now I hate every safety on the Niners. I don't like any of them. Renardo Green last year, nice young player, still has moments, but okay. Even some of the pass rush guys, who out of these last two draft classes in that defensive backfield are you like, I like Upton Stout, but there's too many holes. There's too many holes.
I do think that you have to look at it from a complimentary standpoint where, like, you know, Siegel and Green and even Lenore and Jair Brown, like, they are suffering because there's no pass rush. And the pass rush is suffering because you don't have Bosa, you don't have Mykal Williams, and you had, I guess, Bryce Huff played. I'm told he played, but he was not the Bryce Huff that we thought he would be. And I think the pass rush was so muted that the secondary is out there trying to cover for 4 seconds. And honestly,
I can't do it.
And the big problem I thought was that even when you brought a little bit of extra pressure and they did blitz a little bit more than normal, you had guys playing in off coverage. And so you didn't have anybody step up and make plays that you wanted to make.
Yep. Yep. So, like, feels like the Niners are on a yo-yo right now. They got that 3-0 start, and then it's been lose one, win one, lose one, win one, lose one, win one, and it's kind of doing that. And so every Monday, you know, it'll feel like the sky's falling, and I'm pretty sure that the sky is not going to feel like it's falling when they get to the bye week. They got 3 more games before the bye. I feel good that that's a 2-1.
Good-ish.
Maybe a 3-0. If it's less than that, then I think then I'm going to lose some steam on the optimism. But I think it's probably at least a 2-1, which would put them at 8-4. Eight and five going into the bye with a home date against Tennessee when they come out. Like, this is, they're, I hate the word, they're fine.
You love the word.
They're fine. But it's just, boy, we got to recalibrate what you think can come out of this season. The fairy tale ain't coming. The fairy tale is not coming.
No.
You cannot stop a good offense with this defense. And by the way, they know it. They freaking know it. And it's why the report came out. I think it was Mike Silver who had it first, reported that there were a number, quote, a number of people in the building very frustrated that the 49ers did not find a deal that they liked or would pull the trigger on or whatever. Does one player change the whole thing? I don't know. Probably not.
No.
Depends on who it is. Maybe it does. But the bottom line was the idea that this group was going to stop good offenses is wrong. That's just that they're not going to.
Right.
So stop thinking that that's coming. They're not. You're right. 45-44.
Yep.
That's what we're going for.
That's right. So then if you're Shanahan, you need to start like looking at your offense in that mindset, and you need to try to, you know, go about putting up 45 points. And, you know, yesterday I thought that, especially as you go into the half where I know it's 4th and 7 and it's about to be halftime, but go ahead and go for it. Try and pick up that 4th and 7.
Wow.
You've got, like, you're down 21-7.
Yeah.
Go ahead and try to pick up 8 yards and then maybe, I don't know, get a field goal or whatever.
I mean, you weren't 8 yards away from a field goal. You were 8 yards away from being 8 yards away from trying a field goal.
But you were 8 yards away from a first down, and then
right.
You could maybe, like, you know, but get if, 10 more yards or if, 8 more yards.
If you don't get it, they're 3 yards away from a field goal.
But they like have a new kicker, new long snapper, new everything. Like,
allowed,
fine.
Still allowed to make it.
Right.
That kicker, by the way, looked like he had donuts a lot. That was one of the biggest kickers I've ever seen in my life. Yeah, who
like
is that guy?
The thicker kicker.
What? Thicker kicker, yeah. No, but he was Janikowski. But
Cameron Dicker?
Yeah, but doesn't work out. It'd be like if Janikowski just sat on a couch for a year.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
You're jamming your favorite song, and while you aren't missing a beat, you could be missing a signal from your body. It's an SOS from your kidneys, and it doesn't sound like music at all. It's silent. High blood pressure, type 2 diabetes, and other risk factors can quietly stress the kidneys, leading to negative impacts on the heart. That's why you should ask your doctor about a simple urine test called UACR. Most miss the signal for hidden kidney disease and related heart risk. You shouldn't. Visit DetectTheSOS.com today to learn more.
Most security systems react after a break-in begins. That's too late. SimpliSafe is different. It's proactive. Active Guard Outdoor Protection uses AI-powered cameras to spot suspicious activity before criminals get inside. Live monitoring agents can see, speak to, and scare off intruders in real time, quickly calling police if needed. To get 60% off your new system, go to simplysafe.com/podcast. That's simplysafe.com/podcast for 60% off. There's no safe like SimpliSafe.
You're eating nachos. That's what he looked like. He kind of looked like somebody on Halloween that had a football uniform.
Nice.
That's what he looked like. But anyway, I get it. Like, we always want you to go for it.
I know.
Probably not. He knows in that moment, we're going to get the ball coming out in the second half. And he felt good about them getting a touchdown. And guess what? They did. They did.
Yep.
He's thinking in that moment, do I want to risk 24-7 or worse with the way our defense plays? Like, by the way, I think you can book that with the Niner defense. If you go for that 4th and 7 and you don't get it, Rams score. At least three.
Maybe.
Stafford. Boop, boop, boop. Who do we want?
Yep.
Puka? Devontae? Tight end 4,
Parkinson, whatever,
Robinson. Whatever. You're all going to, no question in my mind, Rams score if you go for it on 4th and 7 and don't get it. So I get that. And he's like, we're going to get the ball. Let's make it 21-14. They did. And then as he even said yesterday after the game, at some point in the second half, we're going to need to get a stop. Nope. I'm tired of watching defenses where I'm hoping on third down that the other team drops the ball. That's essentially what we're doing right now. We're hoping that the other team has a drop. Marvin Harrison obliged a few times. Who's the Giants tight end? Is it Theo Johnson? He obliged a couple of times. So if you do that, then yeah, you can get a stop. Then you can get a stop. But that's what we're rooting for. Nobody is not. No, good Lord. How? Chalk up another one. How many games in are we now on this interception thing? I know they got one in Houston.
Yep, yep.
But it's one sort of fake pick.
Sure.
In are we at 16 games? 16 games?
Or more.
This is unthinkable. How did that happen?
The Jets still don't have a pick this year.
That's correct.
Yeah, and the Jets, they stink.
That's right. So, and they traded a bunch of their people, including their best interception right. guy.
And if you look at the Rams yesterday in the second half, they had a 3rd-and-2, Niners blitz, Pinnock, and they were able to break that up. 4th-and-2, they converted, and they had only one more 3rd down the rest of the game. One more. And it was Parkinson, 3rd-and-2, touchdown.
Yeah.
So, like, you couldn't even get them into 3rd down.
No.
Is the point. Like, 1st down, 2nd down. Ooh, 1st down. And that's, yeah. Well, you got to change it up.
No, you don't. You just need to change the opponent, not play Matt Stafford.
Sure.
Or Jalen Hurts, or Jordan Love, or Jared Goff.
For now.
Or Sam Darnold, or Baker Mayfield. That's all. That's all. But if you think you're holding any of those guys under 30, you're not. You're not, unless it's like snowing or something. Maybe go to Lambeau, block a punt, and win a...
Hufanga? Like,
yeah, maybe. They can do that if they want. But that's... So, for me, playoffs are bust.
Yep.
After that, whatever. That's where I'm at. Like, I hope that we get a playoff game so we can make... really decadent food and gather one time, and then on we go.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up, you get early payout on parlays too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
In a world of endless notifications, there could be an important one you're missing. Your kidneys may be signaling an SOS. With high blood pressure or type 2 diabetes, your kidneys could be warning you of early signs of damage, which may put you at higher risk for events like heart attack or stroke. But there's a simple test that can help spot a hidden signal. Ask your doctor about a urine test called UACR to help detect kidney disease and heart risk early. To learn more, visit detectthesos.com today.
Most security systems react after a break-in begins. That's too late. SimpliSafe is different. It's proactive. Active Guard Outdoor Protection uses AI-powered cameras to spot suspicious activity before criminals get inside. Live monitoring agents can see, speak to, and scare off intruders in real time, quickly calling police if needed. To get 60% off your new system, go to simplisafe.com/podcast. That's simplisafe.com/podcast for 60% off. There's no safe like SimpliSafe.
Whatever happens today, take it on with a fresh cup of True Brew coffee. Now only $1 with True Rewards. True North Store's True Brew coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. As a free True Rewards member, pick the size that is perfect for you and pay only $1. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Coming at you live from Auto Trader, here's New Car Energy.
They're searching inventory. You can make a budget for your wallet to help you succeed. It's smarter car shopping just
for you. Find your next ride at autotrader.com, powered by Auto Intelligence.